I ain't as sick of hearing about McLuhan from me. Love, God bless Marshall McLuhan. Love Marshall McLuhan. And everybody in your listening audience just cringes when they say the name. And we've even got it to a place Bob has accelerated so far beyond anything Marshall ever danced with. So now when he mentions McLuhanism, we always say, however, and now Bob is forced to then give his position rather than limit it to the Marshall McLuhan reality, and it's just such great fun. But what's great and fun about all of Marshall McLuhan's work is that nobody even gave enough attention to find out what it was he was trying to say, so then they decide they don't like it and they don't even know what it is. You know, I think they did that with cacao one time, deciding that this bean thing you could crush up in a slurry and put sugar and actually end up with chocolate, which sort of has caught on as far as in the world economy. People kind of enjoy chocolate. But they had to decide if that was something that suited them or not. Same thing. Right. So they're saying, oh, I ain't having no more of this McLuhan chocolate. They've never tasted it the first time. So if you're coming into that place, then it can be warm and fuzzy from a place of preference or choice. And those that do good, some will, some won't, so what? It's all well.